بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the most critical things that we must do is to develop the habit to analyze how we spend our time, whether it's spent positively in a worthwhile way, or whether it is spent negatively in a destructive way, or whether it is just spent, it goes. So it's neither positive nor negative, but the time is gone. And frankly, between you and me, if time just goes without our awareness, then that is negative. That cannot possibly be positive, even though you may not have done anything destructive or harmful or haram during that time. Still, it's a waste of a non-renewable resource, and there's nothing that is more valuable than a non-renewable resource. We got it free from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot create it, we cannot replenish it, we cannot renew it, we cannot extend it. So if we just lose it, then that is a irreplaceable loss. Now, one of the ways in which we, or rather the fundamental principle of whether we can truly analyze how we spend our time, depends on our level of knowledge and our level of awareness about the uses of time. What happens when we spend time in a particular way, and what happens if you spend that time in some other way? Now, for that, I think there are three extremely important documentaries that I want you to watch, and Umair inshallah will send you the links to all of to the three of them. One is called The Social Dilemma. The Social Dilemma. This is a Netflix documentary, and it relates to the effect of social media. The second one is called An Inconvenient Truth. An Inconvenient Truth. This is a documentary made by Al Gore, the man who stood for election as President of America against George Bush. And it's one of the finest documentaries that I've ever seen. An Inconvenient Truth, and that has to do with global warming. And the third one is called Four Horsemen, and that's also a documentary, and that has to do with money, how money is created and how money is moved and how money is spent and how money is used to leverage power by those people who have that money and who create that money. So three movies. Three documentaries, Social Dilemma, An Inconvenient Truth, and Four Horsemen. Please watch them. Sit and watch these, and watch them with your families, with your children, with your spouses. It's extremely important for you to do that. Because unless you understand what is happening in the world and the different processes that are taking place, the different forces that are there and how they are used in the world to leverage strength and power for some people and to manipulate the rest in order for them to have that power and strength and wealth, you cannot analyze and you cannot realize how you're spending your time. Now, please let me warn you in advance. These are not conspiracy theories. This is not somebody's imagination. This is not fantasy. All these three are rooted in facts, in numbers, in figures. And as you watch them, those of you who are interested, and if you have the time and energy, by all means, sit with a notepad, take notes, and do your own research and confirm and satisfy yourself that what you are watching there is actual fact. We are not talking conspiracy theories. We are not talking you know, any of that kind of stuff. So very important to watch this. In addition to this, there are two other series that I want you to watch. One is a thing called One Strange Rock, which is about this world and the creation of this earth. Again, this is obviously it's a movie, so there was nobody taking the movie at that time. So this is a lot of it is hypothetical, but it's very, very interesting to watch that. And of course, the evergreen Planet Earth series of BBC. So watch those. But these first three, which I mentioned to you, these are very critical. So please watch these and then analyze for yourself. So we're talking about positive habits. One of the most positive habits is to analyze how did I spend my time. What goes without saying is that to be able to analyze something, we need to have a criterion against which to analyze it. The documentaries that I mentioned to you give you some facts and so on and so forth. So that is one thing. But the actual criterion against which you will analyze the way in which you spend your time is your own life goal. So for that, you first need to write down your life goal. I'm very dogmatic about this. If you haven't written it down, then as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't exist. Because in our mind, things just, you know, float around. That's not good enough. You want something to be there. You want something to be clear in your mind. And for that, writing down is absolutely essential. So please do that without delay. Before you go to bed tonight, sit down and write down. And write, when I say write, I mean a paper and pen. There is a certain, you know, thing that happens when you put paper to pen, which doesn't happen when you type it on a screen. So write down with paper and pen your life goal. Ensure that this life goal is something that really and truly inspires you. I say to people, if it can't make you cry, it can't make you work. So it has to be something which touches your heart. It's something which is truly inspiring for you, number one. Number two, to remember that it doesn't have to inspire anybody else. This is your life goal. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about it. So don't even tell anyone about it. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. Let this be a secret between you and Allah. And third thing is that this life goal, don't get stuck in the issue of saying, is it realistic? Great goals they seem to be unrealistic. And that's what is the unique thing about them. And that's how they are so inspiring. So therefore, dreams are supposed to be unrealistic. So this is your dream you are writing. So write down your life goal and make sure that it inspires you. Second thing is, try to make it concise. So start by writing as long as you want, you know, whole page if you like. But eventually I want you to reduce that into one line. And one line is one line. One line is not, a very long line from here to the moon. So it's one line, which means maybe 7-8 words, if that much, maybe fewer. So this will be this pithy, inspirational one line statement that touches your heart, that inspires you, that brings tears to your eyes, that keeps you awake in the night by your thinking of how will you achieve this, that makes your days full of energy because it is something that is worth working for and you believe that it's worth working for. Make this life goal and then analyze your day based on that to say, how much of my time did I spend in achieving this life goal? Directly or indirectly, but how much of my time did I spend in achieving this life goal? We will look at the time management thing in more detail later, but for now, just think about this and say, how much of my time every day am I spending in achieving my life goal? The more time you spend in achieving your life goal, the more chances you have of achieving it, and that is most positive. And obviously, the opposite is equally, it's equally powerful, if not positive. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.